Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Our program today is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own Tropi Chop. Pollo Tropical offers gift cards in any amount as well. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. And we're also generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN. The leader of our excellent jazz quartet performing today was born in Queens, New York, March 13, 1969. His mom got him started at the piano at the tender age of five. He was schooled in classical music through private lessons at Juilliard. He discovered jazz while a student at the High School of Music and Arts in Manhattan and won the Young Talent Award from the National Association of Jazz Educators in 1986. A year later, he was off on the road as a member of the renowned Betty Carter College of Jazz, if you will. He soon found himself in high demand as a sideman and logged performing and or recording dates with great names, John Faddis, Terrence Blanchard, Benny Golson, Dexter Gordon, and Bobby Hutcherson, among others. In 1988, he joined the celebrated Harper Brothers and continued to enjoy an exploding career with associations that included jazz legends Joe Henderson, Ron Carter, Elvin Jones, Freddie Hubbard, Sonny Rollins, and Wynton Marsalis, just to name a few more jazz luminaries. In 1991, our guest began the recording sessions that would yield Something to Consider, his first album as a leader, which was released on the Verve label. And now he has so many I can't count. So I could go on and on, but ladies and gentlemen, please, without further ado, let's welcome to South Florida Arts Beat for their worldwide performance bassist Jamie Owsley, Nathan Skinner on vibes, Errol Cooper at the drums and on piano, one of the leading lights of his generation in the mainstream jazz renaissance, Mr. Stephen Scott. Please welcome the Stephen Scott Quartet.
Thank you.
the Stephen Scott Quartet. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us here on South Florida Arts Beat. And we have 19 minutes past the hour. South Florida Arts Beat on your radio, and back to the marvelous Stephen Scott Quartet.
Thank you.
In Monk to Miami, the Stephen Scott Quartet. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Please stay with us here on South Florida Arts Beat. And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat. Ed Bell with you here on WLRN. Our program today is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own Tropi Chop. Pollo Tropical also offers gift cards in any amount. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. And we're also generously co-sponsored by Friends of WLRN. We want to take just a brief moment to speak with the leader of this incredible quartet, Stephen Scott. Welcome to South Florida Arts Beat again.
Thank you, man. It's great to be here.
It's wonderful to have you here with us. Now, introduce us to the great members of your group.
Okay. Well, let's see. On vibraphone, vibraheart, we have the very young and very talented Nathan Skinner. On drums and percussion, we have another very young man, Mr. Earl Cooper. Excuse me. You know, before I introduce the bassist, I just want to say about these two guys is they remind me very much of my situation with Betty Carter many years ago when I was 17 years old and just striking out. And, you know, I'd heard guys say very often this idea of hiring young cats, young musicians. And, you know, I was always too young to do that because I was always the young guy that they hired. So to now be at the stage where I can now hire these guys and for them to play on the level that they play on is, you know, wonderful for me to be a part of, to see it and to witness, you know, and all that stuff. So I'm very thankful to have the two of them.
Yeah, yeah. Marvelous.
On the bass, my dear friend, he's actually one of the first musicians that I met when I got to South Florida. And I had heard about him, and I kept meeting bass players, and they kept saying his name, and I kept meeting vocalists, and they kept saying his name, and I kept meeting piano players, and they kept saying his name. His name is Jamie Owsley.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, You know, he's my friend, and, you know, he's a great bassist, and I've been fortunate to be on bandstands with a lot of great bassists, and he ranks right up there with all of those guys.
Wow.
So I'm very thankful to know him and that he was available to come down and play for you guys.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he's teaching wonderful students at FIU.
Absolutely.
And in concert tonight at South Beach's Art Deco Fest. And
okay.
I got to tell you, I'm so impressed with your recorded career. My God almighty, man, whom haven't you played with?
Let's see.
That's just a
Gary
recording.
Gary Burton would be one.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure that's in the making. Sonny Rollins, recording with Freddie Hubbard, Betty Carter, and that's why we referred to her as the Betty Carter College of
Absolutely,
Jazz.
Sure.
She also picked up a great bassist from this area, Curtis Lundy, years ago. Like Art Blakey and mm-hmm. so many others have schooled legions of
Absolutely.
Jazz musicians. Joe Henderson, Ron Carter, many years with Ron Carter, and on and on. You have, what, about five of your own releases
That's
out?
That's right.
And do we have a new one coming up,
I'm just now coming back to music.
Mm-hmm.
There was a period where I decided I needed to take a break after playing almost nonstop since I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of got burnt out.
Yeah.
So, you know, I took some time off to come see my parents. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. And my sister and my family. And the music called me back. So here I am. So I'm just putting this band together. I'm hoping to record these guys, you know, if I'm so lucky to be able to get them in the studio with me. And you should be hearing something from us very soon.
I certainly hope so. You're on MySpace at, Stephen Scott,
that's,
I presume?
That's correct. That's right.
And also a wonderful bio at jazz.com/encyclopedia. /Scott-Stephen and on numerous other sites. You're working on the updating your site on MySpace. So,
absolutely.
How does one get in touch with you?
Okay, well, they can get in touch with me through the MySpace. I mean,
okay.
You know, it's old, but you know, they're updating, and so are we. So mm-hmm. you know, give MySpace another chance. I know it's old news, but they're making a comeback, and so am I. So, so you know, give us both a chance. You know.
At the tender age of 43, he's making a comeback.
Making a comeback.
I love
comeback
it. I love 43.
It. Yeah, well, you know.
Well, I say this selfishly, so I certainly hope that you'll spend a lot of time down here in South Florida. We need a bit of re-energizing, and I'm sure the great jazz producers within our area will book you.
I hope so, man.
Frequently, and hope to see you all over the map down here. But hope you bring these guys to Montreux
Absolutely.
Or Joie-les-Pins or some of those great.
I mean,
Montreal Festival.
Down here, man. There's a lot of great musicians, you know.
Well, it's such an honor to have you with us. May we hear some more?
Yes. Right now, let's see. We started off with a composition that I dedicate to the state of Florida, you know, because I came down here and I fell in love with it and fell in love with the pace and the beauty of the landscape and the beauty of the people. So the first song was called Florida Bounce, you know, and it's dedicated to you guys. You know, we followed that with a Monk composition. Well, actually, a Monk medley. And we played, well, it's actually not a Monk tune, but something that's associated with him and Bud Powell called Blue Skies. And Monk wrote a song dedicated to Bud Powell called In Walk Bud off of that song. So we played that as well. And then we followed that with a Monk composition based on Just You, Just Me, entitled Evidence, and right now we're going to feature our bassist, and this is something dedicated to the female energy in the world, and I think it's something that needs to be talked about more. I think there was a period in our history where women were on the top of the thing, and I hate to say it, fellas, but when we change that, something happens, so we need to go back and look at, you know, That female energy. So anyway, that's my speech for today, ladies and gentlemen. And this one is called, it's named after a very ancient god, just energy, you know, and it's called Lakshmi, and it features our bassist, Jamie Owsley. Thank you.
Thank you.
the Stephen Scott Quartet, live from our Miami studios on South Florida Arts Beat. Stephen at the piano, Jamie Owsley bass, Nathan Skinner vibes, and Errol Cooper drums. Stay with us. We have one more segment. And we're back on South Florida Arts Beat. Let's welcome back for the final segment the Stephen Scott Quartet. Thank you. Stephen Scott Quartet, Stephen on piano, Jamie Owsley bass, Nathan Skinner vibes, Harold Cooper on drums. Special thanks to Marvon McCray. You can reach them at 561-294-2760. Hope you enjoyed this edition of South Florida Arts Beat. Our program today is generously funded in part by listeners like you and generously co-sponsored by Pollo Tropical, where you can make your own TropiChop. Pollo Tropical also offers gift cards in any amount. Details and store locations at PolloTropical.com. And we're also generously co-sponsored by friends of WLRN. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our beautiful website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. Adrian Kennedy is our executive producer. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Special thanks to our technical directors today, Andy Wagner on the broadcast mix with Christy Angelis on the music mix. We'd also like to thank our great support staff, Dan Nelson, Suzanne Tapper, and Uli Shackman of Friends of WLRN, with volunteers Stephanie Martin and Susan Carroll, Al Chikoy with WLRN-TV, Alfred Benson and Lewis Harrell of WLRN, Jack Wolf of Impact Miami, and Marvon McCray. Please call us with your comments at 305-995-2258. You can fax us at 305-995-2221 or email us at info@WLRN.org. We'd love to hear from you. Monday at this time, of course, Topical Currents with host Joseph Cooper, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.